your workplace, you work with sincerity, so you earn what you are paid for. All of those are acts of worship. And that, this is the purpose for which we were created. However, the purpose for which we were created to be realized, or it could be not realized. You see a lot of people that you can tell they are living like animals. They eat and they drink and they multiply and they die. They are living like animals. So they were created for a very sublime purpose. And they got a very low goal. Just like if you send somebody to a very good place for very high objectives. Because goal, for example, who can say that as a good example? He said, I'm going to this house and take the nicest thing that you find. And in this house, there is diamond, and there is gold, and there is silver, and there is a lot of nice things. He goes to the house, and he comes back with a huge toilet paper. So this is not what we send you for. We send you to get more important things. Similarly, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the person, put in his mind the intellect, put in his chest the heart, send him messenger, reveal guidance to him, to achieve the purpose of worshipping him, yet this person refuse all of that and choose for himself to enslave himself to a shaitan. How deviant those people are, and how much they are selling themselves at a very cheap price. They are selling themselves at a very cheap price. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who really fulfill the purpose for which they were created. And this purpose, we were created for it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers for us to achieve this purpose. And that will bring us to the second ayah that the author brought in this chapter. And he said, in ayah Surah An-Nahl, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اِعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. We have sent in every community a messenger for the purpose of calling the people to worship Allah and to avoid worshiping الطاغوت. We're going to explain to you what is الطاغوت. So in every community Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a messenger. Why this messenger was sent? To call the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the purpose of sending the messenger? The purpose of sending the messenger is two things. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. We send the messenger to warn the people and to bring the glad tidings to the people, for the people not to have any excuses after the messenger has came. The messengers came and they gave us the news and they warned us and they communicated for us. So nobody will come and say, well, I did not know, I was not aware of this. The messenger came. So this is one of the purpose for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send the messenger. So nobody will have an excuse against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody will say, I did not know. The messengers were sent, and the message was communicated. Secondly, the messenger was sent as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the biggest mercy for Allah to send messengers, for Allah to reveal the knowledge and to reveal the wisdom to the messengers, and the messengers teach, and the messengers teach the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Prophet Muhammad, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You were sent as a mercy to the everything. A mercy for everything. How could the messenger be sent a mercy for everything? If the messenger was sent a mercy to the stone,
no.
Didn't say everything.
Let's worship God. Anything that can worship God.
Was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent a message, a mercy to the cows?
No.
Wallahi, he was. Exactly. The Prophet ﷺ will teach you to be gentle to the animals. The Prophet ﷺ will teach you how to be nice to everything that is created. So you don't go around and cut trees that they do not need to be cut. You do not go around and make holes in the walls for the purpose of destruction. So everything benefits from the prophethood, from Prophet Muhammad ﷺ being sent as the messenger. Because if he teaches us how to be really human beings, we're going to treat the animals good, we're going to treat each other good, we're going to treat our cars, everything you treated, in light of the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah. Thus the messenger is the mercy for everything. So the messenger was sent for two things. To establish the truth against the people, and secondly, as mercy to everything. Those messengers were sent, and what did they do when they were sent? They called the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to worship? To establish the ibadah to Allah azza wa jal is to adhere, to surrender, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we have said previously. أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت and avoid الطاغوت. الطاغوت is from the Arabic, from the word طغى. طغى means to go behind the established boundary. This is what the word طغى means.
Beyond
the established boundary. If this glass of water, this is the boundary over here. If we put more water than the boundary of the glass, the water will go and spill over it. Tara is to go beyond what should be the limit. Exactly. To go beyond the limit. This is Tara. Al-Tarut, this description, is everything that is a cause for the people to go beyond the limit. Al-Tagut is the cause or is the reason that will make the people go beyond the limit. Al-Tagut is the reason that will make the people go beyond the limit. And there's three types of Tagut. Tagut that usually people obey that tagut. Who are those? Those people of authority. People of authority, they could be tagut if they order people to do something that is beyond the limit and the people obey them. If any authority orders the people, from now on do not pray. Now, this tagut who is having the authority, and usually the authority has to be obeyed, this is a tagut authority, because they are ordering the people to go beyond the limit. And also the tagut could be that which is worshipped. An example of a tagut that is worshipped is the statue. The statues. And the shaitan who would incarnate himself in the statue and talk to the people through the statue. That would be a tagut, because he wants to go past there the limit. And also a tagut could be anything that is followed. People will follow that thing. What is that? Misguided scholars. Misguided scholars could be given a tagut. You ask him, أخي ربا حلال ولا حرام؟ No, ربا permissible. It's okay nowadays. Because the economical system, you know, أخي, it's permissible now. Those bad scholars who legislate things that are established to be haram and to make them halal, and those scholars, they do not have authority over the people to impose upon them, but they are followed by the people. The people follow those bad scholars. And also al-Taghut could be the soothsayer, the one who practices witchcraft and warlock, kahana. Those people are followed, and they can cause the lay people, the laymen, to go behind the limits. So al-Taghut, we're going to give the definition now. Everything that is a reason for the people to go past the limit, whether this reason is followed, whether this reason is worshipped, or this reason is obeyed. Ibn al-Qayyim said, al-Taghut kullu ma tujawad kullu ma تجاوز به الحد إذا بغض النظر إذا كان معبود أو متبوع أو مطاع. معبود من worship، مطاع أو faith، متبوع follow. So this is al-Taghut. So the messengers came to humanity to call the people not only to worship Allah, but to stay away from al-Taghut. Because for us to be saved, not only we have to worship Allah, we have to worship Allah and not worship al-Taghut. What was the purpose of a person? One day he prays to Allah and the second day prays to Jesus. Having said that, is Jesus a al-Taghut?
No. Yes, he is.
No.
Huh? No, but for people here, I mean,
yeah. People
who worship.
Yeah.
He did not. The Taghut, this is the definition. He will cause the people to do that.
Oh, but he did not cause
it. Jesus did not cause the people. Their action is an action of shirk. Okay. But we do not name Isa ibn Maryam of Taghut, even though people worship him, but he did not call the people to worship him.
But for statues, for example, statues, people do that, and he doesn't, let people to worship him, but people worship the statue anyway.
But the one who makes the statue is the Taghut, the one who calls the people to
how
worship.
How about the threat and purpose?
Hmm?
How about if he did it not on purpose for people to worship him?
Then the shaitan who inspired to the people to worship the statue, the shaitan is responsible for that. So we do not call the prophet to our worship or the angel to be a Taghut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people of the book, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجُبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ. Haven't you seen the people who receive a portion of the book, they believe in magic and they believe in al-Taghut. Yet those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not call them Taghut, but Allah calls them, they believe in al-Taghut. So not everything believes in al-Taghut is Taghut. The Taghut is the one who causes the people intentionally to go astray and to go beyond the limit. Now we go to the third ayah that was brought in this chapter. And that is وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord has decreed that do not worship none but Him and be good to your parents. Allah has decreed that to worship none but Him and to be dutiful to our parents. And now we have to pause about this decree issue. And we're going to deal with it throughout this chapter, the decree and other things. القضاء. هناك القضاء الشرعي والقضاء الكوني. There is the legislative decree and to be decree. There's two types of decree, divine decree. Legislative decree and to be decree. We're going to deal with the first one, legislative decree. which means al-qada'u al-shar'i. That is everything that Allah legislated to take place. Simple legislation. And the legislative decree has two qualities connected with it. First, it's always beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yes, everything that is legislated, decreed legislatively, is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla, always. Secondly, that thing which has the legislative decree, it may take place on this earth, or it may come to be realized and created, or it may not be realized and created. إذن القضاء الشرعي يشترط فيه شرطان. الشرط الأول هو دائما محبوب لله سبحانه وتعالى. ثانيا قد يقع كونا وقد لا يقع كونا. An example of the legislative decree. Prayer. Did Allah legislate for us to pray? Is that something beloved to Allah عز وجل? Does it take place from everybody?
Yes.
From everybody?
Muslims.
Everybody. From every Muslim?
No.
So it may take place, or it may not take place. This is the legislative decree. Always beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, but it may take place, or it may not take place. Now, we go to the decree.
الآن قلت أن تكون محبوب الله عز وجل
قد تقع وقد طالق لا تقع
عند قصدك وقد تقع من الله يعني مثلا قد تقع من الإنسان ممكن يؤديها ممكن ما يؤديها هذا القصد
نعم أنه قد تتحقق كونا وقد لا تتحقق to be decree which is القضاء الكون to be came from كون فيكون always has to take place. Always has to take place. Always will come to take place. But it may be beloved to Allah per se, or it may not be beloved to Allah per se. القضاء الكون دائما يقع ولكن القضاء الكون قد يكون محبوبا لله لذاته أو قد يكون ليس محبوبا لله لذاته. We're going to give you an example to shed some light on this issue. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ Your Lord has decreed to worship none but Him. This is a legislative decree. Because some people worship Allah and some people don't. Whereas if this was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take place to be, everybody will have no option but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compare that with the ayah that we're going to bring to you to show you what does it mean by to be decreed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 4, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُوُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا We have decreed on the sons of Israel in the book that you're going to corrupt greatly on the earth 2 times and you're going to be very arrogant. What type of decree here? Does Allah here legislate arrogance and corruption? Allah does not legislate that as an act of religion. But this type of decree is to be decreed. Allah said, we have written for you, we have decreed for you, going to do that. So they have to do that. It was written upon them. But that is not beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for itself. And now we're going to ask the question. And this is an important question. Why would Allah make something come to existence, legislate something, qada' kawni, and he does not love it? Why is that? The answer. There is love per se, love Shaykh Mubarakhi, and love for the consequences, love Shaykh, to love something, to muhabba to Shaykh li ghayrihi. Love to love something for itself, muhabba to Shaykh li ghayrihi. Love something for the consequences, muhabba to Shaykh li ghayrihi. Does Allah love kufr? Is there any benefit for kufr? Is there any benefit for kufr to exist? Wallahi, there is. If there was no kufr, there would be no iman. If there was no kufr, how could you make distinguish between the kufr and the iman? If there was no kufr, how can we make da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If there was no kufr, how can we make jihad to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If there is no kufr, why would Allah send messengers to begin with to humanity? If there is no kufr, there will be no iman. If there was no kufr, there will be no martyrs to die for the sake of Allah. So Allah does not love kufr for itself, but Allah loves the consequences of the existence of kufr. And that is, the messenger will be sent, people will fight for his sake, people will sacrifice for his sake, martyr will die in fighting for himself. So Allah makes kufr take place on this universe, not for the love of kufr itself, but for the consequences of kufr. And that is an issue that has to be very clearly understood to us, because we can defy the argument of people. And we're going to deal with that, but we're all only giving you now the tip of the iceberg, and we're going to go into detail. And so this type of understanding is very inculcated, inshaAllah, in our mind. So having coming back to the issue that we have now said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two types of qada, two types of decree, legislative and to be. The legislative always beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it may take place on our part or it may not take place on our part. The to be decree always has to take place. If Allah legislates for you to do something, it's going to befall you no matter what. But that what befall you, it may be beloved to Allah, it may be beloved to Allah for itself, or it may be beloved to Allah for its consequences.
The first one has two parts. What is the second part?
The first one, Akhi, Allah loves it. But it may take place or may not take place. Allah legislated for Abu Lahab religiously to believe. But Abu Lahab did not believe.
Okay.
You understand? That is an example of that. It's something that might take place, and it is legislative and destinative. Allah legislated for us to pray Maghrib, and we have prayed Maghrib, alhamdulillah. So that was legislative, and it was to be on our part because we have done it. So everything that exists and took place, then it is to be. But if it's beloved to Allah, that will it mean it was legislated by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Having said that, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبَدُوا, do not worship, do not you enslave yourself except to Him. Now we're going to start with this issue of enslaving ourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal one more time. For us to worship Allah, we have to enslave ourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. But let it be known to you that every creation, everything that is created is a slave to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah has said, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ, and He is the one who is strong and victorious over His slaves. And that includes the believers and the disbelievers. So every person, every son of Adam, whether he is a believer or not, heedful or not, sinless or not, sinful or not, he is a slave to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the slavery varies in its levels, and it varies in its consequences on ourselves. There is the general slavery, which everybody comes under this, under the general slavery. The hateful and the heedless, the believer and the believer. Everybody is the slave of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But then there is the specific slavery, is the slavery of being beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla. An example of that where Allah says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. The slaves of Ar-Rahman are those who walk on earth with ease. Those are the slaves who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's a higher level of that, is the slavery of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said about Nuh, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He was a grateful slave. This is the highest level of slavery. Having said that, we're going to stop right now, inshallah, to open the, to give an opportunity for the brothers to ask questions, and inshallah, we continue next time we meet.
Yes, كيف تجي الآية؟ الآية هذه مع الآية الثانية ومن قتل مؤمنا متعمدا فجزاءه جهنم خالدا فيها ولعنه الله وعد
جهنم. نعم. هذه الآية this ayah that you asked for الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. الله will not forgive association but he will forgive sin to whomever Allah wants to forgive. How can we understand this ayah, wherein the second ayah in Surah Al-Nisa is saying, whoever kills a believer intentionally, the punishment for that is hellfire for eternity. And Allah put upon him his wrath and his curse. Because this second ayah, it makes us to believe that killing a person is not to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is three answers for that. The first answer would say, this is the jaza, this is the punishment. But this punishment may be administered or maybe not. No, this is the jaza. For example, if I say to, if somebody says to you, if you do not do your homework, your punishment today for me to reduce your grade by 5%. If you did not do your homework, this is your punishment. I may give it to you or I may forgive you. This is one answer. The second answer says, Al-Khulud, eternity here, does not mean eternity in the hellfire, but it means eternity in the Arabic language. Al-Khulud also means long stay in the hellfire. In Arabic language, Khulud means long stay in the hellfire.
But he might go out.
Yes, long stay, but he might go out after that. And also they say, nobody will kill a believer intending, with the intention of belief, except he will commit shirk with that. Because now he's putting himself in the position of God to take the souls of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who gives life and he is the one to give death. I think the most stronger opinion is the one, this is the punishment, and it could be administered and it could not be administered. According to the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. See if they have any questions.
You talked in the beginning about people putting their hands and stuff. How about those people who put their hands on the legs on the mat and sure about somebody? Is it something? I know it's wrong, but would the punishment is for the person who does this thing or for the person who keeps it?
Well, writing Quranic verses on paper or on silver or on gold and hanging it around the neck or hanging it on the wall, all of that does not represent shirk. The reason being because those words are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you cannot make shirk with the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we remove that from the category of being of shirk. But that act in of itself, al-qawl al-rajih, the most stronger opinion, that is not permissible to do. because the Quran was not revealed to be written on wall and hanged on the wall, or to be written on paper and put around the neck. And that does not provide for a way to respect the Quran. This is one thing. Secondly, it looks similar to those people who are wearing talisman. No, no, it's not talisman. Because this, what is written in here, in the Surah Al-Kursi, this is Quran. Talisman is anything, is not Quran. Quran is the speech of Allah. The speech of Allah is the attribute of Allah. So you cannot make association with the attribute of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala.